All right, we're back. Yeah, quick commercial there. Yes, good controversy.
Yes.
We like
yes,
that.
Yes, definitely.
Don't we?
Hey, that's what made us, really.
Made whom?
All of us.
Who made you?
So we got people in the chat room. Hope everybody's listening and having a good time. We got some new members, so welcome, welcome, welcome.
Now, if somebody's saying that they're not able to actually grab the links that I've dropped into the chat room, there's about a half a dozen. We're going to talk about a lot of this. You can try, if you're on a Mac, I would suggest that you copy and paste it into a browser. If not, either you just click on it or hold Control and then click on it, and it should bring you to it.
Oh, and what problems do we have with Windows 8 now? I just had to get a new computer, and it's got Windows 8, and we had some issues earlier.
What yeah, Java. You have to make sure you download Java if you want to actually...
And enable it.
And enable it, yeah. If they're in the chat room, they've already done that.
I'm talking about somebody gets a new computer or gets Windows 8, because it's just coming out, sir, as you know. So.
Mm-hmm. So if you are going to do so, enable Java. Java the Hutt. Sorry, I watched too much Star Wars. Anyway, so let's go back. Now, Remembrance Day. I don't want this segment to take away. I don't want it to belittle. I don't want it to downplay anything that the people that have fought for not just the States or Canada or whomever mm-hmm. that have gone out and done this. That's not what this is about. It's about...
talking.
It's about talking, and I just want to make sure everyone understands we're not taking that away. These people have gone out and they've fought, and you know they're fighting for rights, probably more rights than they actually know. Now, I want to talk about the people that are in the army that are controlling things. So we're going to talk about don't ask, don't tell. That's what we're going to do. So the bottom line of don't ask, don't tell was pretend you're not gay, and you can be in the army. So you hide whom you are, and you can go and fight and die.
Well, it used to be that way. You know, that's
still
been repealed.
It has. So. Well, they're still, right up until last year, they still are actually, the people are actually getting kicked out.
Not in the United States, sir.
It has been changed now.
It's been repealed.
It has been,
sir.
Yes.
President Obama finally.
So.
If that would happen, they could sue the federal government and win, because the Supreme Court has also determined that Don't Ask, Don't Tell was unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
The gray area became that the military, basically in the United States, is its own government and entity. In other words, they basically can write their own laws.
Okay.
They answer only to the president.
Mm-hmm.
Period. So if the president would ask the army to do something unconstitutional,
right.
they would actually be obligated to do that. So it took a presidential order to get Don't Ask, Don't Tell repealed. It didn't take a Supreme Court, nor a Congress, nor
right.
a Senate order. It took a presidential order. To do that, President Obama did something really neat and interesting, and I was fortunate to go to a law symposium in Albany, New York, with the gentleman whose firm he hired to do this. He knew that Don't Ask, Don't Tell was a problem, and his platform originally 4 years ago when elected was to handle it. He wasn't sure which way he was going to go on it, just like he wasn't sure which way he was going to go on marriage equality, which now he says, you know what, I'm for marriage equality. And it was like, you changed. He says, no, I said I really wasn't sure about it. But
that's
anyway,
a good point.
So he went to this outside consulting firm, and it was basically a research firm, sir, and said,
uh-huh.
look, we need you guys to do a big research job for us. You have to, and he said, I want to know what the military personnel feel about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and gave him a whole list of questions. I want to know what they feel about gays. Will they serve with gays? Do they feel gays or lesbians serving next to them will help them or hurt them? I mean, it was just a whole gob of things. And the tough part was they had to do this and interview gays and lesbians somehow that were in the military, because he also wanted to know how it affects them, the ones who are gay and in
okay.
the military, without them coming out. Because part of Don't Ask, Don't Tell was you can't come out.
You can't.
So if you come out, you're going to get kicked
so
out.
So you have to go around.
That's what he said. We're going around and around in circles. He says, but when it was all done and over with, they found out that it was, the number was something like 92% of all military personnel said they did not care.
Didn't give a shit.
They didn't give a shit. No. And even on something like 79 or 80% said, we already know that we are serving and have or have served next to gays and lesbians, and I would give my life for them just as they would give their life for me, period, end of story. They knew that there was no difference. And when it came to wartime, they said, we fought next to them. They die for me and I die for them.
Yep.
Even though I know they're gay or lesbian, it doesn't matter. And the law was repealed.
But you know what's, again, it goes back to, I think somebody who does not accept us to think that somebody maybe who feels they're below him is they're fighting for their right, his rights.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for somebody who is not mentally capable of realizing that, it's kind of hard. Like, I think they just don't get the whole picture.
No.
Which sexuality has nothing to do. I could never do it. I'm just...
You'd look fabulous in that uniform.
Oh, I mean, those oh, yeah. I know how to put the uniform together. But, I mean, it's... I couldn't do it. So I give them, you know, I mean, all the respect, and I mean, it's there are incredible individuals.
I think it's the best training center. We joked about it, but it really is.
Yeah.
It is the best training center out there that we have for boys and pups.
I agree.
Master.
Well, we get them out of there, and they're half trained.
Sometimes maybe over half. But when I think about it, too, I almost went in the military.
Yeah.
And I was very close, and I didn't know why, but now I look back at it, that was why.
Well, okay, let's keep on topic here. We'll come back to that, what you're saying.
What was the topic?
The topic was historically, I want to look at Remembrance Day from a different aspect.
Which is what?
The historic aspect of where we were, which was the don't ask, don't tell, to you jumped well ahead of where I want to be That's all right, though, because it was a personal experience thing, and that's awesome. You know, I had forgotten. We had talked about that a long time ago, and I had forgotten that. The idea of what I still want to get across is, I want to go back to say, just that's what these articles are. They kind of chronologically are going along to from back in '93 when "Don't Ask, Don't Tell" was actually signed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so within the first year, or the first few years, according to Service Members Legal Defense Network, an advocacy organization for the LGBT military personnel, 12,500 service members were discharged from the U.S. military in just a few years because they said, I'm gay.
Or they were outed.
Or they were
for
outed,
some reason.
Yeah.
Most cases, it was that they were outed by somebody.
Yeah. So from 1997 to 2001, there was, on average, more than 1,000 service members. So it's funny that, again, just trying to keep the conversation going chronologically, those people also fought for things that they didn't realize they were fighting for. They fought for their country, obviously, by being in the military, but they also fought for other rights, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they did, but also just in something that, and personal experience, too, that I can talk about, of knowing people that were in the military during Don't Ask, Don't Tell, as I had some friends that were there, one of which was in the Navy.
In and the Navy.
Yeah. He was definitely gay. So, I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm not stereotyping, but he just knew he was gay. And I says, you know, we were talking, and I says, have you ever had a problem? And he was still in the military when we were talking. He was actually, when I knew him, he was stationed in Niagara Falls with the Air Force Base. Because most people don't realize that the Air Force is actually part of the Navy. The Navy controls the Air Force. It's the airborne part of, but anyway. And he had a lot to do with personnel, and I asked him about that, and he says, to be quite straight and honest with you, the only thing I've seen when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was used is when we had somebody who was really just plain and simply a bad person, and we needed some reason to get them the hell out because they were causing nothing but problems, and it wasn't good for them, and it wasn't good for us. Then we pulled the Don't Ask, Don't Tell card they did, basically. And
it doesn't matter if they were gay or not.
You have to leave, right.
Even if they
and this
gay.
Gentleman, who I knew, and I said, well, have you been
wow.
out? He says, I've been out since the day I was in the service. And he said, when I was stationed in California, I'll never forget it. When I first got there, and quite soon after that, the seniors, when he got his first, and this was after boot camp and all this, when he got his first service, he says, you know, I get out there, and of course, all the senior members, a lot of them, they figured out right away I'm gay. They were more concerned about me being a young gay man, good-looking young gay man out in California, what was going to happen to him at the gay bars, rather than that you're gay. In fact, they would. Some of his senior personnel would actually offer, say, you know what, if you really got to go to the gay bars, I'll go with you just to protect you because they're going to be all over you.
Mm.
So, and these were straight service people that did this. So it wasn't as much an issue as some of these articles and such, I think, make
right.
it out to be.
I
it was used in many
you.
Cases.
Boy,
what
I,
became
I truly
an
disagree
issue
with you.
Was with benefits, sir. That's no, where it became an issue.
Stop for a second. Boy. I'm going to quote. This is Defense Department spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jeremy Martin. Homosexuality should not have been characterized as a mental disorder in an appendix of procedural instructions. And it was until 1973 that if you were homosexual, it was a mental disorder according to the Army. To 1973. So you're telling me it's not as bad according to these articles. So you're gay before the Dolasco and everything
There's
else.
There's been gays in the military forever, sir, is my point I'm making. And not that it's a... Their laws are bad, but there's been known gays in the military forever. In fact, if we study our leather history of the old guard, that's where supposedly the whole leather community came from, was from World War II, sir, when the men came back after
and the Vietnam War. I totally agree, sir, with you. But, I mean, you're again, take from the context of being there at that time. Mm-hmm. And one little slip of the lip... Literally. And somebody thinks you're gay, and it's on your record that you're mentally... What was it? It's a mental disorder. So this shit from the Army could have fucked the rest of your entire life up.
Yes,
of course. And it sure did to some of those people.
And I'm not discounting that it shouldn't have been repealed. I'm just saying, though, some of this stuff... I mean, for people that were in that were gay, there was a way to go through the whole military and be gay the whole time and out, and nobody gave a shit.
But that's another reason, too, that I think that why President Obama deserved to be in office today. He has had the guts to stand up for not gay rights, just for human rights.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, yes, and that's sir. What he said. And even during the campaign the last 2 weeks, stupid Romney was at a...
Stupid Romney.
I mean, really, come on. I mean, it's the only way to put it. I mean, the guy has money and that's about it. No, he's got a few hot sons, though, so we've got to give him that. So, but, I mean, he was at a meeting, and it was veterans there. And he went, congratulations and so forth. And one of the veterans says, you're congratulating me. Wow.
That was all over YouTube and
you know,
Facebook.
Exactly. Yeah. And he goes, I fought in this war and this war. He goes, you're congratulating me. He says, well, you know, that's very nice and good of you, but... If it wouldn't have been for me, you wouldn't be here today.
And he also said, I want you to tell me why my same-sex partner did not deserve any benefits that if I would have had a wife, she would have deserved for the injuries that
exactly.
I took.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to be back with a little bit more controversial talk on gays in the military.
We'll be back, boys. Don't go too far.